Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and others that might be harvesting corn silage. This time of year, I get a lot of questions about what are the real key factors that we need to pay attention to when we're harvesting corn silage so that we might have a crop that is good nutritionally for animals, whether they be dairy animals or beef animals. There's really four main things I would encourage you to consider. The first one would be the whole plant moisture of the crop that you're ensiling. For corn silage, we really would not like to see that greater than 40% dry matter. And the reason for that is the packability of the crop. Second issue that we run into is how deep of layers are we packing? If we have too deep of a layer that we're trying to pack, we simply won't pack it. It'll remain loose and we'll end up with increased spoilage and poor fermentation in that layer. You also need to make sure you have the right number of tractors. How do we determine that? Number one, we look at the total tons that we're harvesting per hour, and we take that times 800 pounds. So if you're harvesting 200 ton an hour, that would be about 160,000 pounds, which means you'll probably have to have three or four tractors packing that pile. Final thing is we need to make sure we get it covered as soon as possible. That seal on the top is very, very important in protecting what's underneath. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers and others to follow these four simple rules when building silage piles or filling bunker silos.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.